setting the summit stage.
The South Korean president visits the White House.
Expanding the Russia probe.
It appeared that the president was satisfied.
Finding strength in Santa Fe.
They are going to get through this, but it's tough on them.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, sponsored by Home Advisor.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. There's activity in Washington and nearly half a world away in North Korea, 3 weeks before the scheduled Trump-Kim summit. We begin this morning at the White House with CBS's Stephen Portnoy.
21 days before they're set to talk, a Singapore summit is still not a certainty. Though the White House says, despite the rhetoric from Pyongyang, the meeting with Kim Jong-un is still on. And planning continues.
They asked for the meeting, and we continue to be open to it.
Vice President Pence told Fox News,
"It would be a great mistake for Kim Jong-un to think he could play Donald Trump."
Today, Mr. Trump sits with Moon Jae-in, his South Korean counterpart, to go over the details of a negotiation with Kim. Some analysts worry Mr. Trump is focused too much on the pageantry and optics of a meeting and not enough on the specifics of nuclear dismantlement. Others say he's already lost leverage by showing he's too eager to be the first American president to meet with a North Korean leader. Steve?
Well, Asia correspondent Ben Tracy is in North Korea, where officials promised to take a step that's seen as a shift from its policy of provocation.
The reason we're here, of course, is to witness North Korea shutting down its main nuclear testing facility. This is where the North has conducted all six of its nuclear tests in recent years. Now, this site is in a very remote and mountainous part of North Korea, and this is 11 hours on a train, 4 hours on a bus, and then an hour-long hike to the site itself. Now, in addition to journalists, we're told that North Korea has not invited any outside experts in to witness what they claim is the closure of this site.
Well, the FBI and Justice Department have agreed to share highly classified material with lawmakers investigating Russian election meddling. And CBS's Paula Reed tells us there's been another move in the wake of a presidential demand.
Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein, in a deft political maneuver, has managed to avoid a showdown with President Trump over his unprecedented threat to order the Justice Department to investigate an informant who had contacts with his campaign. The Deputy Attorney General passed this issue off to the Inspector General's office before the president could issue any order. And at a meeting here at the White House yesterday, it appeared that the president was satisfied, even though in the past he has criticized the Inspector General for being too slow in his investigations and lacking actual prosecutorial power.
China's taken a new step in a bid to cut trade tensions with the U.S., announcing tariff cuts on car imports effective the 1st of July. Reports indicate the U.S. is poised to lift a ban on firms supplying the Chinese telecom company ZTE, and China would buy more American farm products. Dimitrios Pogorchi, the suspect in the Texas school massacre, is on a suicide watch behind bars, and his attorney has raised mental health issues. CBS's Omar Villafranca has more on the victims and the families affected by the attack.
Teacher Cynthia Tisdale was among those killed. Her son, Reese, a detective, responded to the shooting. He issued a statement through a spokeswoman.
It was very hard to go from assisting others to being horribly affected by this tragic event. There are no words to explain how saddened my entire family is for everyone involved.
Attorneys for Pogorchi say they're looking into allegations the teenager was bullied at school. The suspect's father told a Greek television station he owned the shotgun and pistol used during the massacre. He described his son as, quote, a good boy. I'm having a funeral, he said. I have the same exact pain. I'm sorry. The school will reopen May 29th, but some parents worry their children are too traumatized to go back.
They will forever be tainted by this, and my baby is tainted hard.
On Hawaii's Big Island, workers have closed a geothermal plant that provides about 25% of the island's power as molten lava from the Kilauea volcano closes in. CBS's Mark Strassman is covering.
The facility shut down, but the wells there still present a risk if overrun with molten rock.
It's not easy to predict where it's going to go and when it's going to get there.
Flammable liquids have already been removed, and the wells have been filled with cold water, but won't be plugged until today.
Australian Archbishop Philip Wilson has become the most senior Roman Catholic cleric in the world to be convicted of covering up child sex abuse. Peter Cray is one of the victims.
Very significant day for all victims and their families.
The 67-year-old Wilson denied he knew about abuse. He faces a possible 2-year prison term. The arrest of two black men at a Philadelphia Starbucks has prompted the huge chain to make clear what's right and what's wrong for people who enter. Live to CBS's Vicky Barker.
What did they do? What did they do?
This is the moment police arrested the men in front of incredulous Starbucks customers. This past weekend, Starbucks announced its restrooms and cafes would be open to non-paying guests, sparking more incredulity, this time from critics who argued the cafes could turn into homeless shelters and drug havens. Now, the Wall Street Journal reports Starbucks has clarified its policy. Staff will be allowed to eject visitors who sleep, smoke, do drugs, or behave in a disruptive manner. Steve?
When a Frontier flight from Denver landed in Charleston, South Carolina, authorities were there to arrest a man on board. He's accused of drunken behavior and urinating in his seat. Other passengers say Michael Hagg made crude comments and touched a woman's leg several times. At San Antonio's airport, the commotion was in the baggage area where a monkey got loose for about an hour yesterday. Dawkins got out of his crate after an American flight landed from Chicago. Handlers were able to gather him up after he ran around for a while.
I'm glad to say that no one was injured. There's obviously a lot of stress for everyone involved, primarily for Dawkins, but he is at the sanctuary now and safe and sound.
Pop artist Robert Indiana has died. He's best known for the Love sculpture with the L and leaning O sitting atop the V and E. He was 89. On Fox TV, the bright lights were shining and the drama was building in Shreveport, Louisiana.
Miss USA 2018 is Nebraska!
23-year-old Sarah Summers wants to work with children and has two college degrees. You, too, can own a piece of the royal wedding celebration. Here's CBS's Deborah Rodriguez.
eBay bids are in the thousands for the cream and blue swag bags from Harry and Meghan's party. Inside, gold-wrapped chocolate coins with the couple's initials, a water bottle, shortbread, a refrigerator magnet with the wedding date, and a coupon to a local store. The bags were handed out to more than 2,500 people invited to watch outside the chapel. Among them, people from charities, local school children, and Windsor residents. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Well, Serena Williams was at the royal wedding, but she's not being treated like tennis royalty at the French Open. Tournament officials decided not to include her in the women's seedings as she makes a return from having a baby. During that time, her ranking fell to 453rd. It raises the chances one of the top draws in the game could be ousted early in the rounds. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.